95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Happy Hour. And just a couple of people enjoying some tasty SR products. Guys out of town. That means the Riggs and Guy Brew Review is just Riggs and Amelia at SR Parrot. I'm clapping for you by myself because I love you. And you were kind enough to drop off some tasty beverages, too. That always sweetens the pot. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, I'm good. Doing well.
Interesting couple of weeks in Daytona Beach as we're done with Speed Weeks. We are creeping up on the 80th anniversary of Bike Week, which I know you guys at SR Parrot got a lot in store for us. Before we get to that, though, today just feels like a day to try something fun and new, yeah?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We're diving into something new, totally different. And it definitely is, they call it the world's tastiest party punch.
Okay. I love that name. Oh, wait. No, I recognize this. See, I'm just now taking this out of the protective bag that you brought it over in. Beatbox is the brand, huh?
Yep. Because it's going to get you so, oh my gosh, you guys, it's 11%, okay? All of these little, they come in 500 milliliter Tetra packs.
Oh, okay.
They call it the, it's Beatbox, I mean, 11%. So,
okay.
I mean, what is going on? We've got all kinds of fun flavors, fun colors sitting in front of me right here. And you know what? With spring break coming up, just like you mentioned.
Okay.
One way to drink these beverages is to spike your seltzer, all right?
Okay, see, yes. I have not even attempted this before.
Yeah, I have not attempted it yet either, but we're going to try these flavors today,
I
and
like
we're
going to
talk about what flavor seltzer we think it would be good with.
Okay.
So, their brand new flavor, they just came out with a peach punch.
Oh, I'm holding that in my hand right now. It's a beautiful looking box. It is.
I know,
imagine a child's juice box, make it fit an adult hand, and then put 11% in it.
right, exactly.
Woo!
So they say one of these is equivalent to 4 light beers. So, I mean, it's a pretty heavy hitter. It's 16.9 ounces, so it's just like drinking a bottle of water, except for it's going to get you drunk.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It does the job, but as you're saying, maybe you find some nice mixers and make it last longer, right?
Okay, that's right. You mean mixers, but this is crazy. This peach punch flavor is so good. Do you remember, they even have big containers, but these you can only find in convenience stores here. But, like, do you ever remember, like, slap the bag, the wine bag?
Yes.
The wine boxes.
Of course.
That's what this kind of reminds me of, except for the flavor is way, way, way better. And, I mean, peach, I've never had a peach punch flavor like this. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, this tastes like if you were to take the real peach extract and then put it in some grain alcohol, and then you can see in more colors than you saw before. This is, but it's not too sweet though. It's very real, authentic peach flavor.
Yeah, I'm pleasantly surprised. Mm. I mean, if I was gonna layer this on top of a seltzer,
yeah, hit me. What would you do?
I would look for, I think, probably like a strawberry seltzer. I think strawberry and peach would go really well together here.
Strawberry and peach. I'm gonna give this a go.
Yes.
By the way, Amelia and I are both wearing protective goggles as we combine these two concoctions into one beautiful beer. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Good choice. Very good choice.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Good. Sounds good.
That has got a kick. That is going to make a lazy, you know, if you get this like tonight or whatever and you get into it on the weekend, that's going to make a lazy Saturday turn into a full tilt party.
I hope you got some BioLite to rehydrate.
Well, yeah, that's right. And again, you know, never mind the fact that, of course, we encourage a responsible drinking and whatnot. But the BioLite is a savior. I mean, you folks at SR Parrot were brilliant to bring that stuff to us because that makes all the difference in the recovery time.
Oh, 100%. I swear by it.
Beatbox is not just about peach. What else are we getting into?
We're rolling into the tropical punch flavor next. This comes in a yellow and blue box.
It's
and I'm excited about this. So it has its color is it's a lighter color. It kind of reminds me of the color of a white wine. Oh yeah, it has like a pineapple flavor.
Yeah.
And
yeah, it's got a nice little pineapple on the label there that tells you need to look out for it.
Oh yeah, exactly.
What would you think about mixing this with?
Honestly, it makes me want to go grab a pineapple seltzer and check that out. Make it like a pineapple floater. I honestly wonder if it would taste kind of like a pina colada.
You're doubling down. Or, yeah.
Yeah, I would want to probably double down on the pineapple flavor here and see how that turns out.
You know, it's a shame that we hadn't thought about this before Valentine's Day. I would have got a bunch of these beat boxes and just given them to people that I love. Because this is, I mean, you're handing them, like you said, you're handing them a good drinky time at 11%. And they do with what they want.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Like I said, 4 light beers. So honestly, if you drink just 2 of them, that would be 8 light beers. I mean, you better be drinking water as well. So,
well, that's true.
I think that's why, you know, water it down a little bit, or you don't even have to. And you can reseal these. They come with a lid. So when you pour yourself a seltzer, or even if maybe it's a non-alcoholic seltzer, you want to top off your seltzer, you can put the lid back on, and it should stay in the fridge for a while. You know, there's no carbonation in this beverage at all. So 11%, I think it should hold a little while in the fridge and you'll be good. So yeah, definitely check out all the flavors. You know, these, you're going to find these at Circle K's, your select ABC's, select Sunoco gas stations, in convenience stores. And just go to srparat.com/beerfinder to locate the convenience store nearest you for these.
There's a new Circle K by my place. I know where I'm going today to get the weekend kicked right in gear. All right, I see there's a couple more flavors we got to try, so we'll throw you some music. We'll get ready for round 2. It's the Riggs and Guy Brew Review, minus Guy this time around, and Amelia, minus Josh at SR Parat. But we got great flavors to tell you about next. Stick around. It's the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.